For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
Get in.
On those good vibes, 585-252-9800. Send us those messages. We're trying to get a temperature gauge on how the rest of the week's going to go.
Yeah.
Hopefully good.
Let's see who's here. Good morning and happy Tuesday from Nico and Steven.
Hello!
Vibes are up today since we're starting to feel better from being sick all last week. Love you guys so much. Hope you have a wonderful day.
They were MIA.
Oh, down bad.
Like, did they get fired and lose their pension?
Bad.
They were down really bad.
I get it, though. I mean, this is not, like, an ideal time to get sick, but...
We're currently in the in-between.
It's not good.
Cold, more semi-warm. We're right in the in-between of really starting to feel spring and then breaking into summer.
Right.
We're so close, though, you guys. We're just a week away from... A week away from May. Can you believe it? Breezy's birthday is upon us.
31. Crazy. Huge birthday.
Glad you guys are feeling better. Thanks for checking in this morning.
Yes. Becca from Warsaw's here said vibes are high this morning solely because the tornado warning we received last night didn't make a guest appearance near my house. What?
In Warsaw?
It's not the first time that they get that kind of stuff. The tornado of it all.
Yeah.
Out in the country.
Well, that's country living for you.
No, it is. Fully. So I'm happy for you, Becca, that your house is still intact and you didn't get swept away.
Where is, I looked up, where does 75% of the world's tornadoes occur? And it's in a place called Tornado Alley.
Okay. Where's that at?
It's in an area that spans 8 states in the central U.S.
Like Midwest?
Gulf of Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like we kind of knew that. I was looking for just one particular area. Glad you guys are safe.
No, fully. How about you, Vibes?
Vibes are pretty good. Yesterday was a stressful day. I was just stressed, you know what I mean?
Why?
Well, just the weather and, you know.
Oh, I couldn't be less stressed. I was literally sleeping the whole day. So.
I don't know. It was just, you know, we had a good show yesterday for a Monday, you know.
Yeah.
And I was just, I don't know, I was stressed. So last night I went downstairs to the restaurant from my apartment. And I told the bartender, give me the biggest burger you got and some fries. Mm-hmm. He's like, I got you. And a couple of beers. Oh. And I got to tell you, it hit the spot. I totally needed
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes you just need a burger.
I just wanted a burger. And it crushed. I got to tell you, it was the best burger ever.
It normally does.
So tonight we're going to my brother and sister-in-law's house for my mom's birthday. It's Lois's birthday today. So my queen. Beautiful mother, happy birthday.
Absolute queen. It's your
birthday. Go, Lois. Go, Lois. It's your birthday.
Go, Lois.
We're going to celebrate and have ourselves a grand old time, but hopefully it's the same thing every time. My brother and
I just feel like there's like, I'm like so annoyed with every single person that has a birthday in your family. It's every day.
What?
It's like every other week. It's Uncle Johnny's birthday, and then it's Cousin Johnny's birthday, and then it's Vinny's birthday, and it's everyone's birthday. I feel like they're always on top of each other.
Well, I have a lot of family members.
Time is just flying by so quickly.
That's what happens when you're Italian. Yes. You got to celebrate the Vinnies, the Giuseppes, the Linas, the Tinas, the Ninas, and the Santa Marias. You got to do it.
You got to do it. There's no choice.
How are your vibes?
They're all right. Not feeling great. Haven't been feeling great since Saturday.
Is your tummy?
It's
Let me tell
not
you why.
Great.
Breezy ate an entire 12-foot chocolate bunny by herself single-handedly on Easter, and then was running to the bathroom all show
really
yesterday. I'm like, what, you know, there's repercussions here for your actions.
I know.
Why would you eat that amount of chocolate by yourself?
It was gifted. There's nothing I could do. It was two sittings, but nevertheless, yes.
That's a lot of chocolate. So she's officially a diabetic. So.
Yeah, my head's throbbing, so, and I'm puking, so everything's fine.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, she's doing great.
Now we're thriving.
She's doing so great. It is April 22nd, but it is also Earth Day. So do your part and go out there.
Head to the Interloop.
Clean up the streets.
That needs to be cleaned up.
Clean up the streets, you guys. We can't do it alone. Breezy and I are in charge with the rest of the company today for Earth Day and going here in High Falls and picking up the trash and cleaning the shrubs and what have you.
Avoid those needles.
We do it every year in the same location. When is that location finally going to be done? The good news is
every year it's more trash.
Sammy Sandwich's food truck will be catering lunch today. So,
respectfully, never even heard of them. So, hopefully, they slap.
Honestly, they're delicious. I had it last year. Don't even know if that's the name, but Sammy's food trucks. Yeah. I mean, we know we have to do this today because we got several emails on it. So.
We get the email, and then we get the calendar invite, and then we get the countdown, and then it's like, all right. But I will say, I am proud to say that last I checked on, like, the Odyssey corporate website,
yeah,
Rochester was, like, 70% participation, and we were third on the overall for the company, so.
Oh, I was totally wrong. It's not Sammy Sandwiches. It's Rock City Sandwich.
So close.
Rock City Sam Mitch is what they call it. It was very close. One thing we do not do on the show, you guys, is reward bad behavior.
And or know how to say your sandwich.
I'm going to tell you who just got arrested in Leroy for doing this one thing. And if there's one thing I know to be true, it's...
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
That's coming up next on PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY.
Guys, it's Moose from PXY Mornings, and now is the perfect time to buy because all the best deals are happening right now at Eide Honda at the Eide family of dealerships all this month. Buying my Honda at Eide, easiest car buying experience I have ever had. And I'm sure I'm not alone when I say, yes, I was hesitant. Because when it comes to purchasing a new vehicle, last thing you want to do is deal with the negotiating, feeling like you're being hassled or pressured into purchasing something you really don't even want. However, the good news is April showers brings May flowers, maybe even sometimes snow. But regardless, Eide Honda and Volkswagen are showering the market with specials this month. A 2025 Honda HR-V Sport for only 36 months is $374 a month with $3,000 due at delivery, or $440 a month with $1,000 due at delivery. Or the brand new 2025 Accord LX for 36 months is only $363 a month with $3,000 at delivery, or $429 a month with $1,000 down. There's never been a better time to get your new ride at the Eide family of dealerships. Go see my friends. Let them get you into a brand new car. Get your new ride at Eide. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze, what do we not do on this show?
We're just not going to reward bad behavior.
We're just not going to do it. We never have. We never will. The cause of a fire Monday at a multi-home in Genesee County is now under investigation. Huge investigation. You have four residents who were inside the house on Union Street at the time that the fire broke out. And police reportedly helped one of them escape the fire, but she was still taken to a local hospital for smoke inhalation. The Leroy Police Department said the fire started when a woman on the second floor tried to light a cigarette using two broken lighters while laying in her bed, which I can tell you right now is probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
The woman then admitted to leaving the burning home and taking her mother's vehicle. Despite having a revoked driver's license, she took the car anyways. When asked why, she said she was headed to Rochester to buy crack.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
The woman, who remains unidentified, was arrested and charged with reckless endangerment, according to police, because she also allegedly admitted to using the drug before driving back to Leroy, where her house was burning to the ground.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
All of the residents of the home have reportedly been displaced and are receiving assistance from the American Red Cross.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
So this is what we know to be true.
Just what am I going to say? These things happen.
Time and time again.
Oh, dear.
Life is based off a series of choices and decisions.
Yeah, I mean, that couldn't be more true.
So the comforter did burn to the ground as well.
Yeah, the duvet's just absolutely toast.
It's absolutely toast.
The camels just went up in flames. So there's that.
Thank Oof. God nobody else was hurt, because looking from the photos of this fire, depending on if you like crispy or original, this was pretty crispy.
Charred.
Coming up on the show yesterday, we had a discussion about certain people who let their parents pick out their dates on social dating apps, because moms know best, right?
Yeah.
Not sure if this is more of a Gen Z thing. We did touch on that, but it's not always a good idea, because our listener Allison says she will never, ever allow her mom to do this ever again. We're going to get her on the phone with us live to tell us
Talk
why.
About getting burned.
That's coming up next on PXY. Benson Boone on PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Yesterday on the show, we discussed individuals who let their parents pick out their date on a dating app, like Hinge, for example,
yeah.
Bumble, what have you.
Wild.
This is said to be more of a Gen Z thing, only because Gen Z is also bringing their parents to their job interviews with them, but what are you going to do?
I know. They, like, can't do anything without their parents these days.
Well, if intern Joe was here, he would take offense to that.
No, fully.
Long story short, we have a girl by the name of Allison on the phone with us this morning who wanted to comment on why she thinks this is a terrible idea. Hi, good morning, Allison. Are you still with us?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm here. Hey, guys. Big fan of the show.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. All right, tell us what happened in your situation when it came to you getting your mom involved in your dating life.
Yeah, so I heard you guys talking yesterday. I was at work, so I couldn't call in, but I do think it's not a good idea to let your parents start taking over your dating apps. Hmm. It's like, it's not the 70s anymore. Parents do know best to a certain extent about, like, when it comes to dating, whatever. But when it comes to dating, my mom is the worst, and I finally understand why she's been divorced twice.
Oh, ouch.
Yikes. That's pretty harsh.
Yeah, tell us why.
I mean, I don't have much luck with dating, so, like, mother like daughter, I guess. But
why do you think that is, though?
I think I've just, like, you know, been led by her advice and raised by her, and I just don't think I'm very good at picking out the right guy. I mean, like, there are good guys out there, and there just, like, hasn't been a connection, but, like, yeah, one night my mom saw me on a dating app, and I was, like, swiping on Hinge, and she asked what it was, and I explained it to her, and she got all excited because she wanted to help me, like, pick out guys to go on a date with.
Okay.
And then I let her have it, and she matches me up with this guy, and he says he's an entrepreneur and was, like, has a successful business and all of this.
He's
and
a newer
I was, like,
driver.
Do it.
Yeah,
I mean, pretty close.
Why? What did he? Was he an entrepreneur?
No, I mean, like, I go on a date with him, and my mom's in my head because she's like, "Oh yeah, go. He's successful. You'll have a future with him. I see it." And it turns out he's not, but he rents out Airbnb to make money.
Okay.
But it's not even his own place. It's his parents' place.
Oh, and that's so tough.
Yeah, when his parents leave, they don't even know he's doing it. He's running out the Airbnb.
Oh,
wow. Honestly, we respect the hustle.
Yeah, you got to figure out a way to grind. Sure. Okay. So
I mean, at least tell your parents, like, when they're on vacation, he's, like, running out the room. I mean, it's pretty pathetic.
They're like, Jonathan, where's Grandma's urn? The last guest probably took it.
It's so tough. Okay, so strike one for your mom.
That's so tough.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even the worst part. Like, when the check came, we had to split it. Like, and then when we split it, he was like, oh, I can barely afford it. So, like, make sure everything's, like, down to the penny.
Come on. Why am I surprised? Why am I even surprised at this point? Of course he probably did that.
We only have your mom to blame, so.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Okay, so no more swiping for your mom.
Well, no, I gave her one more chance, and she set me up with a guy, like, a month later, and it turns out he was arrested twice in the last year, and he got out, like, of prison a couple months before.
Cute.
And, yeah, and I told my mom.
Did he have a nice stay?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. Like, I ended the date pretty quickly. I was like, oh, this is not for me. And I told my mom, and she got mad that I wasn't, like, giving these guys a fair shot. And, I was just like,
your mom needs
help. She just wants to date them. She should go out with them for sure.
What's your mother's current status right now?
She's single. Shocker.
Oh, yeah, wow. She's single. You guys
would have bet every penny in my bank account on that.
You know, this would have been a perfect opportunity for the two of you to double date.
Oh my God. Never.
Or like a, you know, a two-on-one like The Bachelor does.
Did you ask him why he did time?
I didn't. I ended the date. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, thanks for being honest. Like, I wish you the best. Like, this is not for me.
Well, you know, everyone in life deserves a second chance. Maybe he's trying to turn it around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I respect that. But, like, there's jail and there's prison. There's, like, oh.
True. That is true.
Yeah, you know what? You're 100% right, Allison. Okay, and this is why, guys. This is why some people choose to not hand their phone over to their parents so they can start swiping on Hinge. Lesson learned.
Yeah, no way.
Allison,
don't do it, guys.
Thanks so much for calling up this morning. When's the next date? Like, what do you got lined up?
Yeah.
I'm taking a break for sure. I'm recovering from the last couple ones.
Okay.
Fair enough. You do you, queen.
All right. Well, best of luck out there. It's tough in those streets.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Allison. Thank you. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Somebody suggested that Allison should try Coffee Meets Bagel. I was like, okay, that's a good one.
It does. It's not about the dating app. It's about who's controlling it.
That's correct. Let's go over to Alyssa. What's up, guys? I feel so bad for this poor girl. And not to be one to try and one-up her, but my mom made an account for me without my knowledge and pretended to be me. Talk about crossing boundaries. One night, some random guy comes up to me at the bar and goes, Alyssa, hi, we met on Bumble. She goes, I don't have Bumble. So yeah, it turns out my mom went ahead and started matching me with hundreds of guys and having private conversations with them behind my back.
That's disgusting.
She wasn't bad at it. I just didn't want to be dealing with online dating. Also, in her defense, she was off her meds.
Right, that's crucial.
That's absolutely crucial.
Crucial. Oh, golly. Yeah, that's tough. That is a tough scene. But what do I always say? These things do happen. And I've seen that episode of Catfish before. The mom is like using the daughter's pictures down to like naked photos.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's not great. I think it
blows my mind how comfortable some parents are with their kids.
We cross the line. It's like you want to be your child, which is scary and sad.
One time at a hotel, I was looking out my window in Arizona, and there was two women naked in the hot tub. And the next morning, I saw them at breakfast. I was having a muffin and coffee, and we started chatting it up near the dairy aisle. And I started asking them, like, what's your guys' relationship? And it was like mother and daughter. I was like, we should hang out later.
Oh, my God.
98PXY. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8-ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How many friends does one person need in their life? You see what happens, Breeze?
It's a lot.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. 60 for the high today. So here's the situation. Breezy made a new friend, and this friend, without knowing it, is disrespecting you, yes?
Yes, but I also haven't corrected her, and I don't know how to.
That's your fault. So now the question is, how do you correct somebody who's been doing this one thing? What is it?
So this person has been calling me Bree.
Oh, you don't like that.
I do not like that. I'm not a Bree.
What gives her the right?
I don't know. My government name is Brianna.
Right.
A lot of people that I know that are named Brianna go by Bree.
And most of you have the same middle name too, Gabriella.
Name's Elizabeth. Super close. So incredibly close. Actually, couldn't be more far off.
Right. Okay. Brianna Elizabeth.
Brianna Elizabeth. And I just don't like it because, first of all, I don't even really go by Brianna at all.
Right.
Unless I'm in trouble.
Right.
And Breezy's, you know, unique in itself that you can call me Breezy, you can call me Breeze.
Would you be more upset if she referred to you as Lizzie? Elizabeth for short.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah.
Over Bree. So you'd rather have her call you Bree than Lizzie.
She can't call me any of those names. I won't respond. So,
but you have been.
I just was kind of like, ah.
You hate it. You hate it so much.
I don't know who she's talking to. Okay.
Who is this person?
So this is a friend that I just made last month.
Constitutes a friend in a month?
We've been doing a lot of work together. We've been collabing on a bunch of different things.
Oh, I know who this is. Oh. You don't want to correct her because you're scared of her like I am. That's why. This all makes sense now that I know who she is. Yes, she's a frightening person.
I'm not scared at all. She's not frightening. She's very sweet, but I just...
She scares me.
I just, these things happen. If the shoe fits, I just like, how do you correct someone without like putting them in their place and making them like shy away from you? I guess that's the biggest question, because if someone was calling you a nickname that you just did not favor whatsoever.
Yeah.
What I'm envisioning for myself is like me being like, that's not my name. Like, I don't like to be called that. And then them being like, whoa, okay, I'm sorry. Like, and then they never talk to me again.
Well, let's role play. Let's act it out. All right.
No, I'm breaking out knives.
You want me to be her, or do you want me to be you? I guess it would make sense if I'm her.
Okay.
So you could play yourself in this.
Okay.
All right. Pretend we're out in public. Hey, how are you, Bree? Come on, talk to me like you would talk to her. How are you doing, Bree?
That's what I do. My voice goes up like three octaves. I'm good.
Why are you responding to it?
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. What do I say?
Very.
I know that like this is so like not my brand. I'm very much a straight shooter. I'm very much like a tell it like it is girl, but
not when you're scared of someone.
I don't want to get off on the wrong foot with anybody. Okay. I don't want anybody to feel bad.
All right. So let's pretend we're out in public. I'll play you. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, Bree? How's life?
Pretty good. You know what? You can just refer to me as Breezy. I would prefer it because, to be quite honest with you, you've been disrespecting me since day one.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that.
And so, I really appreciate it if you just call me by Breezy like everyone else, because that's what my parents call me.
Or Breeze.
Or Breeze.
Whatever.
See?
It doesn't matter.
See, not too aggressive.
Here's the thing that I kind of snuck away from it. When was it? I don't remember. Maybe like over the summer, I was starting to hang out with all my friend group that I have now. And my friend was calling me Bree, and it was over text. And she actually had the wherewithal to say, wait, do you like being called Brie, or should I not call you that? I was like, I absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
Like, she opened up the door.
Sure.
Or the window,
It's respectful.
And I was like, I absolutely hate it. And she was like, noted. Like,
that's all.
Noted. So,
why can't you just tell her, hey, if you wouldn't mind just calling me Breezy, because I hate the name Brie, because I was picked on by a Brie in high school.
That's actually great. I could come up with a whole scheme.
Yeah, just lie to her.
Me
like you
just,
lied
like,
everyone.
Coming up, me coming up with a whole scheme to just like not make someone feel bad is crazy.
By the way, guys, I have to ask you this. 585-252-9000. At what age are you done making friends? Because this girl is constantly making new friends and then complaining that she has a new bachelorette party she has to attend, or a wedding that's a destination wedding that she has to go to. When do you finally reach the age where you're like, I think I'm done. I'm done making new friends. I have enough.
I
have my circle. I'm
never
good.
Gonna reject somebody.
Oh, so what you're saying is they all befriend you?
Of course. Of course. I am a radiant
Classic.
White light. This person says, Bree, stop being such a pansy and just correct her.
Right.
The longer it goes on, the more awkward it is. This person says,
look how uncomfortable you are.
Tell your friend to tell her that it's more natural. It's a small white lie.
I'm telling you, just tell her that you were picked on by Brie in high school and that you're uncomfortable with it, she'll stop right away.
I just start crying for no reason.
Unless she's a bully. I know, you just start urinating.
She's like, "That's I don't want to hang out with you ever. I don't care what your name is, to be honest."
But you're making it a much bigger deal than
has
it has
anyone
to be.
Ever called you something that you hate, like your government name is Philip. Like, if I just started calling you Philly Cheesesteak, would you be cool with that? Or
yeah, I'd be cool with Philly Cheesesteak because that was kind of a nickname in high school. What I had a problem with was walking around and everybody referring to me as Phyllis. It's not funny.
I think it's pretty hilarious.
Well, I'm very triggered.
My brother's name is Max, and we called him MaxiPad growing up. So,
yeah, that's really bad.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
Number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
Families who have loved ones in the hospital will be helped even more by the Ronald McDonald House of Charities of Rochester. Thanks to Shamrock Shakes. We love Ronald McDonald House Charities of Rochester here at Odyssey. We are partners with them.
Yep.
And 25 cents of each local sale of that tasty sweet treat during St. Patrick's Day season went to that organization, raising more than $36,000. That check was delivered yesterday on Monday to the local house on Westmoreland Drive. Not only were they able to raise this money through the donations of the shakes, but also take every little penny of the restaurant as well. They took the change and things of that nature, and all the pennies in the world made a difference for these families. Ronald McDonald House Charities provides a home away from home for people with children or loved ones in the hospital in and around that area. So really cool stuff. To think those Shamrock Shakes are just truly changing these families' lives is really great. And $36,000 is nothing to wave a stick at.
It's not, but you see what happens when you round up all that pocket change?
Yeah.
That's what happens when the community comes together. So was it this year? McDonald's brought in Shamrock Shakes,
yeah.
And I tried one for the first time. I had never had one.
They're good.
I got to tell you, yeah, I see what all the noise was about.
They're good. They're really good. And the fact that they're like changing lives, even better. All right. Listen, I think that there's such a divide when it comes to millennials and Gen Zs, but we share one thing in common. You're going to get cheated on, of course. That's just...
Unfortunately. Hold on, back up. You're going to get cheated on if you're a millennial?
No, like if you're a millennial or if you're Gen Z, the one thing you share in common is unfortunately at some point in your life, you're going to get cheated on. Whether that be when you're 20 or whether that be when you're 30. But the way that these millennials are finding out that their boyfriends specifically are cheating on them.
It's a hot take. There's no proof that they're absolutely going to get cheated on.
I would say probably 3 out of 4 millennials will get cheated on. And 3 out of 4 Gen Zs will get cheated on. And just speaking from my own experience.
Right. That's the problem.
But knowing what we know now and looking for signs and things to look out for, keep your head on a swivel, millennials and Gen Zs, because this is something that might be changing the game. And if you see this, it could be the end of your relationship.
So this one thing, we're going to tell you what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you see it in your boyfriend's car or maybe around the house, wherever, keep your eyes open. Because there's a huge chance that he's cheating on you.
The full affair is in full effect. So
we'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
Miss out on 98 PXY's last flyaway to see Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick and SZA, round 2.
We're flying you to the West Coast.
Grand National Tour.
Airfare, hotel, tickets. Get it all.
This national contest is sponsored by Interscope Records.
Register now at 98pxy.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, craziest way you found out your significant other was cheating. And the reason we bring this up this morning is because Breezy found something that people are typically using off of TikTok Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And because they are using this one thing, turns out a lot of Gen Z and millennials are figuring out that their significant other has been cheating on them because of it. What is this device?
So this is very Gen Z coded, and if you and I were to see this with the naked eye, it would probably mean absolutely nothing to us. But for someone in on the inside who is in this generation, it could be relationship ending. So there's this latest TikTok trend video going around showing some of the craziest ways these 20-year-olds are getting caught cheating, and it has to do with your phone case.
Naughty, naughty.
So, you know, whether you're a parent to a teenager or a 20-year-old, or maybe you've just seen this or you use it yourself, there's a phone case that people are using called the OctoBuddy.
Oh, that's the one with all the little suction cups?
Yes, it has all the little suction cups on the back of your phone. So basically, you can stick your phone to any glass surface or mirror or literally anything and start recording.
Okay, so basically,
that's kind of what it's for.
So basically, what's happening is nobody likes to clean off their mirror.
No. No.
Bathroom mirror, windshield, what have you.
So these, like,
it leaves the residue.
I'd say 12 little dots are just sitting there on the mirror or the glass or whatever.
And you're basically saying that the significant other knows right away that this is a phone case and it doesn't belong to me.
Yes.
Why? Because guys don't have this case?
Not right. It's more of like an influencer girly thing. I mean, I don't know many guys who are like trying to get the shot wherever they can. You know what I mean? We need to do this TikTok right now. So I'm going to put it on this, you know, storefront window so we can start doing a TikTok, right? So what's happening is these girls are getting in their boyfriend's cars and they're pulling the little passenger window sunblock thing down.
The visor.
Or the visor, yeah. Excuse me, the mirror. And they see the little dots. And
they're
like,
all over the visor.
Jonathan.
Who is in my car?
Jonathan.
Whose hair tie is this?
Who
it's
is in
babe,
your
it's,
car?
It's yours.
No, it's not.
I'm bald.
And the thing about it is like those types of situations, like whose hair tie is this or whose is this, like 9 times out of 10 people know what hair ties they purchased or lip gloss or whatever. And you find that and you're like, that's not mine. It very well could be. This is not even in the question. God,
this, listen.
For this to be your residue of your OctoBuddy, if you A, don't have that phone case, or B, never put your phone up there ever.
It's a little bit of a stretch, but is it possible? Sure, 100%. Let's open the floodgates. 585-252-9800. How did you find out your significant other was cheating? In a crazy way. We'd like to hear some crazy stories.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all remember how, what's her face, husband got caught cheating.
Oh, Shakira.
Shakira. She yep. came home.
The hot sauce.
The jam
or
jelly,
yeah, whatever it was,
whatever
yeah.
it was,
she did. She was like, I don't eat this,
yeah,
or no, it was hers, but somebody else had eaten it
because something he doesn't eat it.
Yes, no one in the house eats
it's
that.
Hers,
yes,
and it was half gone,
yes,
because she was eating the jam that belonged to Shakira,
the mistress. Yes,
it's just so tough.
Mm-hmm. Jamie's here.
What's up, Jamie?
She said, I was told by my 9-year-old that daddy's been chatting with a lady on FaceTime talking about how he needs just one more payday, then he's leaving.
Oh.
Oh.
Right. Daddy's packing his bags and he's outie.
This other person said, saw him trying to hide what he was doing on a playlist through our shared Spotify account. Then songs kept coming up across his phone, so I got curious as to what was going on and why he was being so weird about Spotify. Turns out, him and his ex shared a playlist, and they were queuing up song titles for cryptic messages to talk to one another through Spotify.
Yeah, technology has completely ruined people.
No, literally.
However, you would assume that somebody knows better.
Right. The Spotify of it all is crazy.
Let's go to Jessica. What's up, Jess? I love how stupid that cheaters think we are. I was cleaning our room and found this tacky see-through shirt with rhinestones on it. Was like 3 sizes bigger than what I wear. A, I'd never, ever buy that. B, way too big. And C, he was adamant that it was mine. Turns out it was from another girl. And yes, he was cheating. That's so tough. To I'm so sorry to hear that. Hey, guys, I went away for a work trip for 3 months out of country. And when I came home, I noticed that there were several suits in my closet. I don't own one single suit. Turns out my wife was up to no good.
Oof.
So sorry to hear that.
This person said, back in the 90s, my mother's friend found out her husband was cheating on her after buying a holiday brochure and finding a photo of her husband smiling with another woman in the hot tub for one of the resort photos. Turns out those business trips were complete BS.
Oh, he never went on the business. Oh.
Nope. Oh, literally in a holiday brochure.
Oh, he never went away.
To get people to come to the lodge.
Babe, I'm working overtime. Don't wait up. I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks.
This person says, my then boyfriend's car, I was inside of it, and the windshield fogged up one time, and a name appeared where a girl had written her name in with the condensation on the passenger side. How stupid.
So basically, she signed her autograph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like a... And then it was there forever.
I'm still going back to the last text with Jessica. Three sizes too big. That's just crazy.
She had to mention that three times. Yeah. She was like, she was massive.
Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Crazy way I found out my ex cheated was we rushed our dog to the vet because he was beyond sick. Turns out our dog ate a thong that was stuck in his stomach that didn't belong to me. Boyfriend tried gaslighting me. I don't know if I want to play this game anymore. The Coles thong is crazy.
This is from Matthew.
What's up, Matthew?
She put this dude in her phone as her mom's contact, and then I glanced at her phone one day, and it went off, and it said, I miss kissing those sweet, pretty lips, and I can't wait to kiss them again later. I was like, what the? I know your mom's not talking to you like that.
Well, that's not true. Some people have a closer relationship with their mom than others. There's nothing wrong with that.
Can't wait to kiss those pretty lips. Mom?
We're Italian.
Dad?
98PXY traffic. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There. I said it. On the number one hit music station. 98BXY.
Ringy ding ding. You got a hot take this morning? Let it rip. 585-252-9800 is the number to call to clear
the air.
Let's go over to our boy Ben this morning. Weighing in for There I Said It. I hate breakfast. It's not only the worst meal of the day, but it's time wasted where you can just be sleeping. There I said it. It's the best meal of the day. Breakfast for dinner is the best. What do you want for dinner? Pancakes, sausage, hash browns.
I love it.
Speaking my language.
I love it. Pancakes, no time limit.
Who was the... Oh, I got to go back to the girl that texted in before we did the segment. Who was it? Oh, Chelsea from Victor said, who cares if you don't put your carts back? That's what helping hands people are paid to do. So let them do their job. There, I said it.
That's wild.
Right, that's so selfless of you.
So selfless.
Thank you so much for texting in.
Absolutely get after it. Who else is here? Oh, gosh. I don't know if I should read this one, Mimi. She...
I'm sorry, did you say Mimi?
Mimi here.
Oh, yeah, Mimi. We always have a Mimi texting into the show.
Mimi here. She texts in every day, actually. She's a loyal listener.
Go for it.
She said, senior citizen driving is worse than drunk driving. There, I said it. I don't agree. That's a hot take. But,
you know what? Statistically, who has more accidents in the city? Seniors or... people who get DWIs?
That I don't know.
Is it still DWI or DUI?
So DWI and DUI are different charges.
What's the difference, though? You're under the influence.
DWI is driving while intoxicated. DUI is driving under the influence. So, like, under the influence of, like, marijuana.
Because if you get a DUI, you were probably high.
No. Yes, DUI. DWI is, like, I'm blackout behind the wheel. So.
I see.
And then a DUAI is, like, kind of high. Anyways.
Then what's TSA?
That's, you know. Shoes off! Belts off!
Then what's TSA pre-check? Let's go over to this person. No name this morning. If some of you are asking for relationship advice online, you might as well flip a coin. Because the only thing people do today is encourage other people to walk away from relationships because they want people to be as unhappy as they are. There, I said it. Yeah, let it rip. You're not wrong.
Oh, dear. Chelsea, you're getting a lot of backlash, my queen. They're paid to get the cart from the corral, not chase your random cart from a parking spot. Get a grab.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you so much for clearing that up. Are we just witnessing a breakup right now? What's going on? Hold on a second. This message is for JC out of Spencerport. Thanks for lying to me last night about being home when I know your dumbass went out with that dumb... Oh, I can't say that word. Crystal. Already
confirmed... It's always a crystal.
Crystal already confirmed you were at the Buffalo Wild Wings on Westridge Road. We're done. Did we just witness a breakup live on the show? Oh, you have the
Crystal's
best.
A snake.
I'm telling you right now, B-Dubs is coming out with some of the best. Like, that's hot and spicy garlic parm sauce. Are you kidding me right now?
Not to be confused with D-Dubs.
And don't get me wrong, I love a bone-in chicken wing. But they got badass boneless wings there. And I'm not one to dip it in ranch. Give me some blue cheese. But this hot and spicy garlic parm?
I would love...
Let's get back to Crystal, though.
To go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
I'd love Buffalo
Truly.
Wild Wings. But yeah, I mean, if you're going to cheat on someone, you might as well take them to... The B-Dubs.
Only the best for Crystal.
All right.
Oh,
I think mine for today is I know there are some people who hate the workplace pizza parties because they find it insulting that's how some companies choose to reward their hard work. But honestly, I love pizza, and I think companies who do this do it because they truly do appreciate their employees.
Well, you are in the right place, my friend.
There I said. But think about, would you rather go
Some
back?
Toys.
Would you rather go back to your cubicle and stare at your monitor? Or would you rather hang out near the water cooler with friends with a slice of Salvatore's? You know what I mean?
I mean, like, you're getting a break. I'd rather have pizza than cake, I'll tell you that.
All day long.
Yeah. But yikes.
All right, somebody's weighing in right now and asking if we know who JC from Spencerport is because they might have an idea. We don't. That's a random text that came
No,
in.
We do not.
But JC, it was confirmed, whoever wrote that text, that he was with Crystal last night at the Buffalo Wild Wings on Westridge Road. And apparently, they're done. But I'm telling you right now, though, JC, if you were at B-Dubs last night, please tell me you got the spicy garlic
Untouchable,
parm.
Truly.
Who's this person?
This person's really, everyone's really fired up about Chelsea still. The texts are just pouring in. Have a random cart hit Chelsea's car, then have her text in. There, I said it. Wow. The people are pissed.
It's hot take. Let's go over to this person. Can these idiots stop ringing their headphones in the sauna at gyms and singing out loud? You should have your gym memberships revoked. There, I said it. Also, stop wearing your shoes in there, too. Have some gym etiquette.
This is what I move, so... I feel like you're like dabbling in some tunes.
No, I get. I'm
goes,
with this person.
No.
I cannot
I'm
stand.
I'm talking the ear off of the person next to me.
No, when I go into the sauna, it's to meditate. I want everyone to shut up in there.
Not
when
you're doing ayahuasca in there.
When some dude comes walking in there with his Reeboks rapping, I get pissed because it's a place of Zen. So yes, I agree with this person. Have some gym etiquette, will you? Especially when you're in the sauna. There's this guy, when I was living in L.A., who'd come to the sauna with one of those executioner masks on his head.
What's that?
It was a black hood. And I'm telling you right now, people freaked out. This was at an L.A. Fitness. in Hollywood. So I didn't want to be that guy, but I had to go to the front desk and be like, he's scaring people. It's scary in there.
Yeah, that's not great. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what is under that cape.
Who's wearing an executioner hood into the sauna at the gym?
I don't, yeah.
All that steam. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for all these hot takes. Chelsea, you're done.
No, she's canceled.
You're absolutely canceled.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98
PXY. PXY mornings. Moose, Breezy. What's the one thing we're just not going to do on this show?
We're just never going to reward bad behavior.
We're not going to do it. We never have. We never will. And the cause of a fire yesterday in a multi-unit home in Genesee County is now officially under investigation. You had four residents who were inside the house on Union Street at the time that the fire broke out. Police reportedly helped one of them escape the fire, but she was still taken to a local hospital for smoke inhalation. Now, the Leroy Police Department said the fire started when a woman on the second floor tried to light a cigarette using two broken lighters while laying in her bed. That's so tough. The woman then admitted to leaving the burning home and taking her mother's vehicle despite having a revoked driver's license. When she was asked, why did you do that?
Why'd we do that? Yeah.
She said she was headed to Rochester to buy crack.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
This we know.
These things happen.
She also allegedly admitted to using the drug before driving back to Leroy when her house was burning to the ground.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
The woman, who remains unidentified, was arrested and charged with reckless endangerment, according to police. All of the residents of the home have reportedly been displaced and are receiving assistance from the American Red Cross.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
So that's
right. It's just a Tuesday, you know? Just a Tuesday.
Well, it happened yesterday, but sure. Coming up on the show, this is the message from yesterday that we got. And it says, my dad wants to meet his grandson, but I don't know what to do. I've not had a relationship with my father for over 10 years. And introducing him to my son by his first name is disrespectful. But also having him call him grandpa feels extremely wrong. That's just part of the message that Holly from Victor sent us for Parental Confidential. We'll see what advice we can get her and hear from you guys coming up next on the show. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. How many of you have been in a situation like our listener Holly, where you haven't had a relationship with your mom or your dad in years, then they show back up asking to meet their grandchild for the first time, just so they can start a relationship with them? Do they have the right to meet their grandkids? 585-252-9800 is the number to call, and let us know what you guys think. Take a listen to Holly's message. Hi guys, so here's the scoop. Hadn't seen my dad for nearly 10 years. Couple months ago, popped up in my DMs wanting to see me.
Okay.
And I met up with him, and he said that he wanted to see his grandson and meet him for the first time to get to know him. He wants that relationship.
Interesting.
So I had to share with him that my son has a grandpa, who's my stepdad, who's been there since birth and loves him. And I know my dad is technically his grandpa, but I don't want to confuse my son more than I need to. I do know my dad has every right to meet his grandson, but I don't know how to go about it without hurting anyone. Does anyone have suggestions on what my son can call my dad, or if I should even introduce them? I'm feeling really conflicted. Calling him by his name feels rude, but calling him grandpa feels wrong. What would you do? Thanks, Moose and Breezy. Well, first of all, this is my own personal opinion, but no, I don't think your dad has a right to meet your son.
No.
It's your call at the end of the day, but
right.
He doesn't have a relationship with you.
Yeah, I think it's awkward for him to be like, I want a relationship with my grandchild. It's like, you don't even have a relationship with me.
Maybe
I think
he's
we should
trying
work
to
on healing our relationship first before we bring someone else in. I don't trust you fully.
Well, if that's what Holly wants to do, I mean, that's her call, right? So Let us know what you guys think. Shoot us a call or give us a text message. Shoot us a text. Because at the end of the day, really, it is Holly's decision.
Yeah.
So there is a possibility here, is what it sounds like, is maybe there's some guilt behind her dad not being there all those years. So now he's trying to fill that void and make up for lost time by having a relationship with his grandson.
Correct. But like, I don't know. In my opinion, it's such a backwards way to do it, because you're kind of brushing the massive problem underneath the rug, and you're just like, yeah, I'm going to like start fresh with this relationship. It's like, I don't trust my kid with you to rely on you to bring, you know, good vibes and a good relationship to the table, since you didn't do that for me.
Mm. But then that begs the question, do people change? Does he deserve a second chance? Let's get to some of our listeners here. Let's go to Amber. Hey guys, I disagree that he has a right to meet his grandson. He wasn't there for you, and if he is real about wanting to be a part of your son's life, then he will understand the need to put in the time and effort to rebuild trust with you first, no matter how long that takes.
Correct.
I agree with that. Let's go to Frank. No, your dad does not, wrote that in all caps, have every right to meet your child. If he has zero relationship with you, what's the benefit for your child? Because is your dad emotionally healthy enough that meeting your biological father would be safe for your kid?
Right.
I don't know why you haven't spoken with him in 10 years, but if your dad's name is Bill, then you just say, this is mommy's friend, Bill. You don't owe this guy anything.
This is a strange text we're getting.
What is it?
It's complicated and I don't have the answer, but unfortunately, grandparents have legal rights too.
How does that work?
I'm not sure. They said they don't have the answer. I don't know how true that is. I mean, unless they're speaking off their own experience, but that's insane.
I don't know if they have, I mean, legal rights, they might have. I don't know. Does anybody know how that works?
I don't know.
I have no idea what that means.
I don't either.
It looks like, okay, yeah, there's a lot of text coming in here saying, yeah, Megan says your dad actually does not have a right to meet your son. Meeting your son is a privilege. It sounds like it hasn't been earned yet. Why don't you take some time, like Breezy said, getting to know him again and rebuilding the relationship first? That would be my advice.
Right. I mean, not to bring everything back to Teen Mom, because that's, I feel like, my baseline.
Right.
But like,
Teen Mom, go ahead.
So same type of situation happening in Teen Mom. I'm watching it. I mean, all the kids that, when they got pregnant with their kids at 16, are now 16. And the one girl's father just came back into her life because he's like clean and sober and, you know, doing all the things that he should be doing. But it's just hard for her to fully trust and introduce and bring him into her three little girls' lives, because she's like, you were so unstable for me. I don't want to open up the floodgates and be like, okay, come hang with me and my kids. And then, God forbid, you relapse or you go missing or whatever the case may be.
Well, it's a chance you take, though.
Right. So,
well, I find this to be an interesting text, and then I'll get to a couple phone calls. But Jamie says, wow, some of these comments that people are texting in are shameful. I lost my dad at 9. I'd give anything to have him back in my life. Your dad, for whatever reason, may not have been around, but he is now. And if it wasn't for your dad, you wouldn't be here. And neither would your son. Let the man meet his grandchild. Well, that's
interesting.
It's another angle to look at it. CPS Liz is on the phone. Good morning, Liz.
Morning.
All right. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, first of all, in regards to the grandparents' rights, it is accurate. There is a such thing as grandparents' rights. They can petition the courts to be able to see their grandchild. How successful they may be is dependent, though, I don't know, on the judge, I guess.
Yeah.
And if the grandfather has not been a part of the child's life ever, you might have less of a chance.
Right. I'm going to say, I do have to ask, that does take a role, right? That does play some sort of part in whether they get to see him? Yeah.
I do believe it does, but it all depends on the judge themselves, because every judge does things differently.
Yeah.
And on a personal note, my father raised me, not my mom. And my mom and I, our relationship was very up and down, volatile at times. And, you know, I have a 21-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter, and my son, I stopped letting her see him for a long time because of how bad it got. Mm-hmm. But then as, you know, he got older, and then I got pregnant with my daughter. I allowed my mom to come around more, and I ended up taking care of her for 3 years.
Wow.
And she became like the second parent to my daughter because
yeah.
she doesn't know her biological father.
Yeah.
And my daughter and my mom were so close that I am grateful that I did allow that because my daughter would have never experienced it. And I say yeah. my mom was a better grandmother than a mother.
Yeah.
Wow.
And sometimes that does happen.
Interesting take.
Right. So, but it's all situation dependent too. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and with mine, I am glad I did it, but I can understand why some people wouldn't.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, it is situation dependent and Holly's struggling right now. It sounds to me like she's uncomfortable, in which case I wouldn't go through with it because she doesn't even have the relationship with her father. And now she's
right.
throwing her son into this situation. And I don't know, it could get messy, but Liz, you got to go with your gut on this.
Liz, question for right. you. So, like, when you ended up introducing your daughter and your mother, you know, the relationship that they had built, was your relationship solid at the time of which you made that introduction?
Well, I actually allowed my mom to move in while I was pregnant. So
oh
she
gosh.
Was there from the time my daughter was born. So it was more of like a reintroduction to my son's life.
Right.
Because my daughter knew her whole life. My mom died 2 months before my daughter turned five. Mm. But my daughter has a very vivid, long memory. So she remembers her like she died as an adult.
Yeah.
Like she has, and she still misses her and cries for her sometimes. And, you know, I'm glad that she got to know her grandma because she doesn't have another grandmother.
Yeah.
You know, and at the end of the day, my mom would have done anything for her. She would have died for her.
Yeah.
Right.
So
that's important
that's
to have.
So close to intervene. Exactly. And so it's like, you know what? I'm to the point now where the more people that love my children, as long as your intentions are good, then that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Would you, Liz, after hearing Holly's message, if you were in her shoes, would you ever introduce your son to the dad?
I probably would, but it would take time. Like, you know, whoever said it about, you know, Reezy, you said about working on the relationship
yeah.
first with your dad, you know, tell him that he can meet with you sometimes and get your relationship going and then work on a time to introduce the grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if maybe she wants him to call him like Pop Pop instead of Grandpa or something like that.
Yeah.
Just a different type of a name. I don't know, but that's up to her.
Yeah.
But I personally would, but it wouldn't be right away.
Yeah. Thanks Absolutely. So much, Liz. We appreciate you weighing in this morning.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.
You See too.
Ya.
You're right. So really what this comes down to is it's, you got to go with your gut on this. We had one more text come in that says, if the time comes, don't worry about what to call them because kids all over the world have grown up with family, friends, multitude of relatives, divorced, remarried parents. Don't force this. Take some time to think about it before you allow him to have a relationship with your kid. But like everyone is saying, mend that relationship you two have before you introduce them.
Correct.
We'll leave it at that. Thank you guys for the messages this morning. We appreciate it. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back. Yesterday on the show, we discussed individuals who let their parents pick out their date on dating apps like Hinge or Bumble, for example.
Yeah.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This is said to be more of a Gen Z thing.
Mm-hmm.
Only because Gen Z, I mean, they're bringing their parents to job interviews with them.
Oh, they're shameless. They do not care.
We're not saying all of them, just like 99% of them. We're
no,
kidding.
Literally.
But we have a girl by the name of Allison on the phone with us this morning who wanted to comment on this and why she thinks people who do this are bad, bad, bad. It's a terrible idea. Allison, are you still with us?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm here. Hey, guys. Big fan of the show.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Tell us what happened in your situation when it came to you getting your mom involved in your dating life.
Yeah, so I heard you guys talking yesterday. I was at work, so I couldn't call in, but I do think it's not a good idea to let your parents start taking over your dating apps.
Hmm.
It's like, it's not the 70s anymore. Parents do know best to a certain extent mm-hmm. about like when it comes to dating, whatever. But when it comes to dating, my mom is the worst, and I finally understand why she's been divorced twice.
Oh, ouch.
Yikes, that's pretty harsh.
Yeah, tell us why.
I mean, I don't have much luck with dating, so like mother, like daughter, I guess. But
why do you think that is, though?
I think I've just, like, you know, been led by her advice and raised by her, and I just don't think I'm very good at picking out the right guy. I mean, like, there are good guys out there, and there just, like, hasn't been a connection, but, okay. Like, yeah, one night my mom saw me on a dating app, and I was, like, swiping on Hinge, mm-hmm. and she asked what it was, and I explained it to her. And she got all excited because she wanted to help me, like, pick out guys to go on a date with.
Okay.
And then I let her have it. And she matches me up with this guy. And he says he's an entrepreneur and was, like, has a successful business and all of this.
He's
and
an Uber
like,
driver.
Do it.
Yeah. He's
I mean, pretty close.
Why? What did he – was he an entrepreneur?
No. I mean, like – So I go on a date with him, and my mom's in my head because she's like, oh, yeah, go. He's successful. You'll have a future with him. I see it. And it turns out he's not, but he rents out Airbnb to make money.
Okay.
But it's not even his own place. It's his parents' place.
Oh, and that's so tough.
Yeah, when his parents leave, they don't even know he's doing it. He's running out the Airbnb.
Oh,
wow. Honestly, we respect the hustle.
Yeah, you gotta figure out a way to grind. Sure. Okay, so.
I mean, at least tell your parents, like, when they're on vacation, he's, like, running out the room. I mean, it's pretty pathetic.
They're like, Jonathan, where's Grandma's urn? The last guest probably took it.
That's so tough. Okay, so strike one for your mom.
That's so tough.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even the worst part. Like, when the check came, we had to split it. Like, and then when we split it, he was like, oh, I can barely afford it. So, like, make sure everything's, like, down to the penny.
Come on. Why am I surprised? Why am I even surprised at this point? Of course he probably did that.
We only have your mom to blame, so...
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Okay, so no more swiping for your mom.
Well, no, I gave her one more chance, and she set me up with a guy like a month later, and it turns out he was arrested twice in the last year, and he got out like of prison a couple months before.
Cute.
And yeah, and I told my mom.
Did he have a nice stay?
I mean, I guess I don't know. Like, I ended the date pretty quickly. I was like, oh, this is not for me. And I told my mom, and she got mad that I wasn't, like, giving these guys a fair shot. And, I was just like,
your mom needs
help. She just wants to date them. She should go out with them for sure.
What's your mother's current status right now?
She's single. Shocker.
Oh, yeah, wow. She's single.
Would have bet every penny in my bank account on that.
You know, this would have been a perfect opportunity for the two of you to double date.
Oh my God. Never.
Or like you know, a two-on-one like The Bachelor does.
Did you ask him why he did time?
I didn't. I ended the date. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, thanks for being honest. Like, I wish you the best. Like, this is not for me.
Well, you know, everyone in life deserves a second chance. Maybe he's trying to turn it around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I respect that. But, like, there's jail and there's prison. There's like, oh.
True. That is true. Yeah,
you know what? You're 100% right, Allison. Okay, and this is why, guys. This is why some people choose to not hand their phone over to their parents so they can start swiping on Hinge. Lesson learned.
Yeah, no way.
Allison,
don't do it, guys.
Thanks so much for calling up this morning. When's the next date? Like, what do you got lined up?
Yeah.
I'm taking a break for sure. I'm recovering from the last couple ones.
Okay.
Fair enough. You do you, queen.
All right. Well, best of luck out there. It's tough in those streets.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Allison. Thank you. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
You just never know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? You never know. So I'm reading this text from Alyssa, and it says, I feel so bad for this poor girl, and I'm not trying to one-up her here, but my mom made an account for me without my knowledge, pretended to be me. Talk about crossing boundaries. One night, some random guy came up to me at the bar and goes, Alyssa, hi, we met on Bumble. I said, I don't have Bumble. So yeah, it turns out my mom was matching me with a ton of guys and having private conversations behind my back. She wasn't bad at it. Just, I didn't want to do the online dating things. In her defense, she was off her meds. Got it. Okay. She was off her medication.
Oh, dear. Well, these things happen.
But you too, you strike me as a person who would allow your mom to take over your dating apps to do this for you.
For sure.
Because she would be paying attention to things you don't necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, are they educated?
Do they have tattoos?
Does she have a soul? You're like, if they have more Instagram followers than me, I want nothing to do with them.
Yeah, like, cut it out.
Every morning is a party with movies.
It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2016 film Hell or High Water, starring Chris Pine, Jeff Bridges, and one of my favorites, Ben Foster. If you haven't seen it, totally would recommend it, but don't take my word for it. Breezy will get to her review on the film, but first, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater. Take a listen. Howdy, ma'am. How you doing today?
Hi. I don't mean the good kind.
Oh, well, you could say that again.
So what do you want?
Oh, it's what don't you want.
What don't you want?
Go, say it again. So what don't you want? Pardon?
What don't you want?
Oh, well, I think maybe it's just, I'll get the,
You know, I've been working here for 44 years. Ain't nobody ever ordered nothing but a T-bone steak and a baked potato. Except for one a-hole from New York. Tried to order a trout back in 1987. We don't sell no damn trout!
Oh, never really was a fan of trout myself.
T-bone steaks! So either you want corn on the cob, or you don't want green beans.
I guess I don't want green beans.
Damn straight you don't want green beans. I'll have your steak cooked medium rare.
Well, actually, if you want mine, I kind of...
That wasn't no damn question, boy.
All right.
Wait here. I'll get the bloody old steak and an iced tea. No, I crushed. Except for me not getting the lines right.
But yeah, I mean, you actually did crush it. Rotten Tomatoes scored this film 97%.
That's high.
It is really high.
That's high.
Here's the breakdown of the film if you haven't seen it yet. Toby is a divorced father who's trying to make a better life for his son. And his brother Tanner is an ex-convict with a short temper and a loose trigger finger. Together, they plan a series of heists against the bank that's about to foreclose on their family ranch. So standing in their way is Marcus, played by Jeff Bridges. He's a Texas Ranger who's only weeks away from retirement. And as the siblings plot their final robbery, they must also prepare for a showdown with a crafty lawman who's not ready to ride off into the sunset. I love this film. All right, Breezy, did this movie hold up, yes or no?
Absolutely. I mean, we just heard about what happened out in Brockport last week, so.
At M&T Bank, yes.
The banks are still being robbed, unfortunately.
Yes, they absolutely are.
A little different setting, considering the fact we're in upstate New York and they were in Texas. You know, there's just a little bit of a difference there, but these bank robberies are still happening, unfortunately.
Did you feel in this film there was a really great dynamic between the characters and the cast? Like they played well together?
Yeah. Like the brothers, you mean?
Yeah, like all the actors. It was well casted.
Yeah.
There was a great chemistry between all of them.
It was. They did a great job acting, I will say that. Not really a big Western girl, Western film girly with the pew pew and the, you know, but.
Okay. Well, who was your favorite character in the movie?
You know, I liked the cops who were on the chase after them.
And what were their character names in the film?
You know.
I don't.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Was it Alberto?
So when you do this, you don't typically write anything down or take notes?
No need. It's all right here.
Okay.
No need.
What was the cop's name? What was the...
Texas Ranger.
Okay, great. Who was your least favorite character in the film?
I thought the brother was a pain in the ass.
I'm assuming Ben Foster's character.
Yeah, Tanner.
Yes.
Hated him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen. The scene where he almost got himself killed at the gas station, and then Toby had to come out and just beat his face into a pulp.
Yeah, Toby's played by Chris Pine.
The green whatever car that was, Camaro or whatever.
Yep.
Just kind of seems like he wanted to die, or wanted He was a risk taker. Let's just put it that way.
Sure. As far as this film, if you guys are just tuning in for Breezy's big movie review, we are talking Hell or High Water, starring Chris Pine, Jeff Bridges, and Ben Foster from 2016.
I'm changing my answer.
Okay, go ahead.
My favorite character was the T-Bone waitress.
Yeah,
I did an amazing job portraying her.
I think you did a great. That was some of your best acting in a while because you were actually into it. And I don't know if you're just good at playing 85-year-old waitresses, but I think you crushed it yesterday.
No, I really did.
What was your favorite scene in the film?
Although I couldn't read what she was supposed to be saying, but there was a lot of really good ones, but my favorite one, I think, was when he was reunited with Debbie.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was a lot of car chase scenes.
There was a lot of pew, 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 pew.
God.
At what point, you know, do they just like get caught is what I'm kind of wondering. Because they did a lot of robbering.
They did a lot of robbering?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
The robbering was crazy.
I don't know if that's a word. Okay, what was your least favorite scene in the film, Hell or High Water?
Probably the ending, because I loved it so much. When the ending came about and the credits were rolling, I was sad. I wanted more.
Best throwback moment of the film, Breeze?
I think the whole thing was, although it was shot in 2016... It was very old school. And then it begs the question, is this how people in Texas are living now? Or is this like set in the past? Because
no, this was,
I honestly couldn't tell the difference.
It was more of a modern day film for sure.
Well, I don't want to go there.
They had cell phones. A couple of years ago, I had to go to Waco, Texas, spend a week there for the film festival. And it was a perfect spitting image of the movie you just saw last night. And I would really appreciate it in the future if you just start taking notes on this stuff. All right, let's give it a score, Breezy. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you giving the 2016 film Hell or High Water?
Good stuff. Chris Pine crushed it. Haven't seen him in a movie since Don't Worry, Darling. But I'm going to go, out of 5, a 3-2. It was average. I did like the acting. They crushed it.
That's it. I mean, anything.
I could have gone way lower.
So. No, anything less than a 4 on this film is insulting. I mean, Rotten Tomatoes gave it 97%.
And they're wrong.
What are you basing that score off of?
Listen, there was just too much pew, 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 pew for me.
I don't understand. So. I just don't get it.
But, I mean, that I could have gone lower. And you're lucky. So, take what you can get.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, good old Britney Spears. What do you think she's doing right now? Dancing in her foyer?
She's like, I'm burning down my at-home gym. Right.
Juggling knives.
You guys can stop asking me what my favorite color is. Okay, I'll tell you.
Nobody's asking you what your favorite color is, Britney. You want to know why? Because you're 50. All right, let's go over to...
She's out of your age, but okay.
How do you keep a secret when the secret is just so big? How many of you listening or someone you are close to is terrible at keeping secrets? 585-252-9800. And I don't know if this is a generational thing or the bigger the secret, the more you feel the need to tell someone because I'm going to explode.
What's the secret?
I can't tell you. There's no possible way I could tell you.
Right.
I pride myself on being a man of my word. And if someone says, I told you and only you, I need you to swear this stays between us. Then sure. What choice
do I have? He goes absolutely, writes it down to do a break tomorrow about it.
No.
What's the secret?
For whatever reason, this just seems more difficult than usual, and I don't know why. Last week, close friend called me to lunch. We meet, drops a bomb on me, something going on in his personal life, and I was grateful that he chose me to share that with because he knows he can trust me. But man, it's a ton of pressure considering... He hasn't told his parents. He hasn't told the people in his life he's more close to, even more close than me. And I wanted to tell like 8 people over the weekend, but I could never. But my intrusive thoughts sometimes take over and they get the best of me. And I was just wondering, do you guys feel like it's harder to keep a secret sometimes as an adult or as a child? I think maybe as an adult, because these are real life issues, right?
You can tell me. Don't worry about it. Turn the mics off. Tell me. You can tell me. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not. I think the only way that people can truly keep a secret and hold their word is if they tell one person.
You're so manipulative.
No, it's true.
Why is that?
When people are like, you can't tell anybody, I'm obviously not going to tell anybody besides my girlfriend.
No, I'm not.
And maybe my best friend.
Right. See what happens? This is what happens when you have
the guy on the street too.
When you have people like Breezy in your life, this is exactly what happens. These are heavy issues. But as a kid, yeah, a kid is just telling you to keep a secret because Nicole has a crush on Randy. But who gives a crap? So obviously, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to betray my friend's trust. I was just wondering.
They're getting a divorce. I knew it.
I was just wondering if there were maybe any coping mechanisms that you guys use when it comes to holding in a secret. Also, what's the craziest secret you've ever had to hold on to? What have you ever had to hold on to? Crazy secrets. I promise we're not going to say anything. 585-252-9800.
They're calling in live. Like, how are we doing this?
No, just text us.
This is horrible.
What do you mean?
Just tell me. Just tell me what it is.
You're so
annoying. Turn the mics off.
I'm not going to do it.
Why?
A secret is a secret. I will take it to the grave until I don't have to.
This doesn't make any sense.
I'm capable of doing it, I think. But there's some people where the secret already expired and everybody knows about it. What was that secret that you were forced to keep in for like a little while?
Well, okay, so over
You have one. What is it?
Over the weekend, my friend got engaged.
Yeah.
And
that's a big one.
Was like, is it a big secret? And I was like, okay. I literally had it on my calendar. I was like, engaged.
She did. She wrote it down. You suck.
Big engagement. And then the morning of the like big reveal, the big surprise party, the day she was supposed to be getting engaged, she FaceTimes me and our friend and is like, I'm engaged. And we both were like, oh my God, what are you doing later? And she's like, shut up, shut up. I know you all are coming here. I'm like, okay, this is so stupid. I should have told everybody then.
Yeah, see, that's what do you do? Oh, we have a couple coming in right now. Let's get to them. Will says I faked a seizure to get out of a wedding once. Oh, my God. I'm not proud of it, but yeah, it worked like a charm. This person says my best friend had an affair in Vegas on her bachelorette party 3 years ago. Still have to keep it a secret, even though it's hard sometimes when I'm around friends. Well, I'm glad we can be an outlet for you, whoever you are.
Her husband's the biggest fan of the show ever.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Katie says, I'm terrible at keeping secrets, and I'm glad because I don't want to carry around all that guilt and pressure of knowing I could be the one to blow someone in or ruin a surprise. No, thank you. That's how I'm feeling right now, Katie. That's how I'm feeling right now. Hey, guys.
You feel so much better if you just release. Just tell me. Just tell me what it is.
I hope we're talking about the same thing.
If you do, ew. Oh, my God. No, I'll puke. If you don't tell me what it is right now, I'll never talk to you again for the rest of the day.
Okay. Don't do me any favors. Let me get to the rest of these texts. I knew my friend's uncle was cheating on his wife. Also, he was getting his 14-year-old to drive him around when he was drunk. These are gold. I wasn't expecting this. Let's go for this person. Are you seeing these? Sometimes when my husband is asleep, I take one of his Kit Kats from his secret stash at night. It's one of his favorite candies, but it's such a guilty pleasure. Okay, that's a wholesome secret.
No, my girlfriend just texted me and was like, why did you get me a bag of Reese's peanut butter cups for Easter and I only had four and the whole bag is gone? I'm sorry, Patrice. This person says, anonymous secret. I'm engaged to a man, but I'm secretly attracted to females as well and I'm scared to tell him.
You gotta
we
tell
love him. A bi queen. This person says, I'm the only one who knows the gender of my sister-in-law's baby. And her gender reveal party isn't until next Sunday. Horrible. This person said, I had to keep the secret that my boyfriend of 4 years is gay. Not everything coming to a screeching halt.
Oh, wow. That is, how do you hold that in?
I could never be somebody's beard, but love that for you.
Secretly, sometimes on Saturday nights, I like to put on makeup and listen to Savage Garden.
I already knew that, so...
And let's go over this last text right here. My younger brother did some things with the family dog growing up after high school. And let's just say Jif Peanut Butter played a role. What? I don't think I want to play this game anymore.
No, we're so good.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.